Stop 2. Jar of water wells. As you will have noticed, this is dry country. And here on the high side of the track, there are some holes in the large, flat rock. These are jar of water wells. The largest is about elbow deep. They were made many thousands of years ago by Jara people, who were one clan of the people who speak the Jajarung language. This is Jara country, and this song, Japanai, is a song of welcome. Recently composed, the singer here is Jara's senior man, Ricky Nelson. His father, Brian Nelson, is an elder, and in 2008 I asked Brian about these wells. The sound you can hear as we talk is a rare shower of rain on our umbrella. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
The wells in the rock, they're Jara wells. For what were they used? What purpose were these wells used for?
Because they're not really big ones, we can safely say that they were done for people passing through to trade or marriage or whatever. Don't forget, south of us is Mount William, green granite stone axe country. And we go as far as St Arnold and Bort and Bull Oak up in the north. So going through to trade, it's only a stopping off place to have a rest and a mouthful of water, I suppose, for just four or five people, and they'll do it on the way coming back. The same thing. It's not a camping ground or a family gathering to do anything. It'll only provide water for half a dozen people going up and coming back. So these drinking wells are about every 4 or 5 mile apart, so they're safely travelling to and travelling back, that they can have those drinks on the way back.
So there would be a map in everybody's head, I suppose, would there be, from one drinking well to the next?
Look, they would be shown by the elders. As young people becoming warriors, they'd be taken out and shown the paths to this, to that, to that, to that, because they moved 4 times a year, seasonally. So each time, the older people will take them out and show the young people that this is where you be safe. This is where you can gather this and that and so forth.
Europeans risked their lives to come on a very dangerous voyage to the other side of the world for this gold. What did this gold mean to Jara people who'd been living with it for thousands of years?
Nothing. Gold wasn't any good to them. Soft. Soft metal. They wanted chert and silkrete and milky quartz and that sort of stuff. Once it was flaked, chipped, it'd leave a razor blade edge. That was worth more than a nugget of gold.
And for people travelling through this country today, as a senior Jara man, how would you like us to pay respect to this country?
Just treat us like anybody else you pay respect to, because they're older or got knowledge of something, and show them respect. And that way you get on better, you know, enjoying one another's company and knowing that you've got something in life that you can do that the other one can't do, and vice versa.
The first miners the Jara would have met were the Fossickers, and at the next stop you see the remains of their diggings, the alluvial gold mining that preceded the mining of the Eureka Reef itself. That's at stop 3, so pause now, and when you get there, restart with track 3.